Well, we've all been there at some point in our lives. Fucking up on the job, having to deal with getting chewed out for said fuck up. Never a good time. But I think sometimes these situations that we find ourselves in our day-to-day lives can be inverted into something a little bit more delicious, a little bit more kinky. So why not take it a whole different direction? Rather than having to worry about some existential threat on your job or other such stressor, why not have the outcome be spending the week not as a person, taking a break from all that troublesome thinking to be a doll? So I proposed to you what might happen at Praxis Mimetics if you did happen to fuck up big time and your manager chewed you out. After all, you did fill out this card here beforehand. When I say card, what I really mean is it's an information storage device with countless files on you, my dear. And since dollification seems to be one of the kinks you enjoy, well, then an obvious outcome is a big quotations here, disciplinary action, would be to turn you into a doll for the weekend. Because clearly, if you're messing up on the job, you need to take a break. You need to de-stress. So you need to be devoid of humanity. Now that we've gotten our little brief out of the way, why don't we dive into the fun part? You know, the part where I pluck the thoughts out of your head one by one. After all, I'm sure that's something you could fall into line with, isn't it? It's always an enjoyable process to find oneself slowly trickling away. Especially once you give yourself license to do so. So just become comfortable where you're at by shifting your body, moving as you need to, making sure you're free of distractions, and that, of course, there's not going to be any interruptions to the best of your ability during the duration of this file. And if at any point you should need to adjust yourself, know that that's something you can do. After all, trance doesn't actually rely on you being perfectly still. It just can be helpful. In fact, some people can trance while moving. There's entire hypnosis styles focused around being relatively physically active, similar to some of the things that actually happen in normal day-to-day existences. But that's not what we're here to focus on. No, what we're here to focus on, my dear, is that you've gotten yourself nice and cozy. You've got my words filling your ears up so that you don't need to think nearly as much. And once you're not thinking nearly as much, you can start listening. Because when there's no external stimuli coming in, you've closed your eyes, you've gotten yourself into that good spot where your body is nice and comfortable. There's less things pushing on your mind, less things calling for your attention, which leaves more room for my words, which gives you more opportunities to slip and slide into that easy rhythm and step, giving you another chance to drop. And it's interesting because you can structure it, you can build upon it, you can explain it. Every step could be told to you ahead of time, and yet it would still work. Because together we're working to build this state, together we're making something, and it's you being in that nice, sedate, listening position, processing information but not contributing, just taking in ideas but not thinking, just allowing them to play out. Because the more that filter drops, the more your mind opens itself, the less you consider what you're trying to do versus simply going along with the flow, since you know what we're going to do. We've discussed it, we've planned it out, and we've tagged it, which means that within reason and the best of our own abilities, we've done everything we can to make sure this experience is enjoyable for you. So there's no need to pre-filter. Obviously, you can keep that one layer for yourself should something happen or something come up that will pull and push you right back to that wakeful state. But if that isn't necessary, if you don't need to think, if you don't need to do, you can just listen. You can just get pulled along into the story, into the idea, into the concept that we build. That's the joy of dropping and sinking and slipping down. It's letting that filtration slow. It's letting your mind focus and go. It's that ebb. It's that flow. It's the words connecting the two of us in this moment. It's my words entering you, my thoughts entering you. It's my story being spun across your mind's eye, across your body, across your thoughts, across time. That's what it is to sink and slip and drip and drop. It doesn't need to be perfect, but it can grow better every time. It's a practice. It's an art form. It's something you can do over and over. Your own skill here is your ability to understand what I'm saying and to enact it to the best of your ability. And it will improve because I know you want to improve it. And so every time that I ask you to come with me, every time that I start to tell you a story and you want to be in that place, you want to welcome that space, well, then you can sink, you can slip, you can drip, you can drop away from the world. You can let everything slow until all there are the words. The words that build a story, the words that build a space, the ideas of time and place, something malleable within the mind. After all, we can create whole worlds here, a dreamscape of ideas and possibilities, concepts, easily flowing from one to the next. It's nice sometimes just to be a passenger, to ride along, to experience. No different than watching a movie, but inside your mind's eye. My narration, my words, my spoken storytelling. My hypnotic patter, my speech, my choice of words. All of it building, building, building. Building that gentle, gentle guide, that easy thread of story, so easy to get wrapped up in, isn't it? Good. Now, why don't we take a second to fall right into line with this idea, to sink down to the story, to drip and drop into a new reality. Just to let yourself be present with my words. Imagine rather advanced science fiction looking office room, inset lighting, large window looking out over a subterranean cavern full of countless different industries spanning out into the distance. The office itself is well lit, furnished with plants, and across from you at the desk is a somewhat unhappy looking Praxis Mimetics manager. You could call her that, though the position isn't exactly the same. She has called you in here to discuss your performance from this past week, as it seems you've somewhat been falling off, slacking, letting yourself go. And she's worried about it, and she wants to make sure that you understand that. After all, there are tight deadlines here sometimes, and you said you could handle this, and you clearly couldn't. So that brings us to this moment where you walk in to face her and to the experience that comes therein. Agent, I've been looking at your performance reports for this last week. You haven't been sleeping, you've barely been eating. And on top of that, you haven't actually been getting more work done. So whatever it is that's been sending you into this particular spiral, as it were, isn't the sort of thing that I want to see from an agent working for me. I think we're going to have to discuss some disciplinary action. After all, I really don't want to have to explain this to one of the administration AIs. If this project isn't finished on time, we are all going to be in trouble. So instead of trying to find a hero complex and crunch until your brain melts, I expect you to get some fucking rest. And I don't want to hear a word out of you about it. You can say what you want, but there's a reason that we use such an integrated monitoring system here, dear. I'm well aware of how stressed you are based on your cortisol levels and also how little you're sleeping, your overall heart rate. You can't lie to me. We've built a profile of your behavior from past experiences, dear. There's not a single chance in the world you're going to convince me otherwise. Now, I hope you understand that I'm going to solve this problem, regardless of how you think it should be solved at this point, because you've already tried to solve it and you didn't ask for help. You didn't tell any of your superiors, and you certainly didn't make a better plan. So at this point, the next weekend is going to be my plan. Yeah, that's right. I understand that that's a little intense, but you did sign the contract, dear, and I'm sure that you read your employee's benefits package as well as all of our conduct policies here at Praxis Mimetics, didn't you? Good. Then I'm sure you remember that very in-depth form, the very, very in-depth one that certainly before your experiences here might have been a little bit too personal to answer and fill out. You know, the one with all your kinks. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're blushing. Good. Because I intend to remind you of what it's like to not have the privilege to think. So that you can understand that it's its own privilege. So that you can take more breaks. And so that you can stop working yourself half to death because it reduces your ability to function. And I don't have time for that, if I'm going to be perfectly frank. So, here's how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've already made the transfer request for the weekend. You don't have any more shifts. There will be no more work until you have rested. And by rested, what I mean is this disciplinary action I'm taking. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Here. And with a flourish of the wrist and a click of a finger on a tablet, a port opens up in the floor and out rises a canister, a box-like structure. And you've seen these before. They're used for transporting new assets and transforming them, though you haven't seen this particular variant. You can see written on it, stenciled in small text, on one of its sides, doll box. You shiver at the thought, because the implication is quite straightforward. You're going into this doll box, and when you come out, you're not going to be a person anymore. Now, I understand you may have some reservations about this, but I will remind you that if you don't voluntarily get into that, I have full authority to have you put in there. So you're going to be good for me, right? And you're going to get into that box, into it, and allow me to package you and send you off as an inhuman resource for the weekend. You're going to be spending it as a doll. Now, I know this is your first time, so you might be somewhat nervous, but I promise you, we will take the best of care of you, and I'm sure you won't be having a single concern for the entirety of your weekend. That way you can get some proper rest and relaxation. Good. I'm glad to see you don't want to fight me on this. After all, it'd be a shame if I had a couple burly drones come in here and stuff you in there. And don't worry, no matter how tough you think you are, you don't stand a chance against a mechanically enhanced, super soldier-like machine. So, I know you're going to be good for me, and you're going to get into that canister, and you're going to get sent off for the weekend to take a break. And with that, it opens with a hiss, tilting back on a hidden pivot point until it's at about a 15-degree angle. The inside, well, it's relatively plain-looking. Smooth, shiny material. Just reflective, almost metallic, but faintly, faintly showing an organic quality of latex or something like it. Your nerves are probably kicking in at this point. As you think about maybe you could make a break for it, maybe you could get out the door, but no, you've seen some of the huntress drones around here before, and the idea of one of them stuffing you in here might be arousing, but they probably won't be as nice about it as she will. With some trepidation and a little reluctance, you climb in, and before you can even say another word, she's closed the container. As it seals, the device tilts back to a vertical position, and you hear a faint hum as a glow casts from above you, and you see a halo-like ring that spans the entire width of the entire inside of the container. And it begins to descend, a membrane of viscous, goopy, black material jiggling between. And as it approaches you, you realize that it's going to pull this whole thing down over your head. As it passes over your head, you feel it begin to melt right onto your skin, like you're being stretched through a membrane, like you're being dipped in a liquid. You can feel the pressure pushing down into you, starting to pull you down until you almost drop to your knees, feeling it slide over your skin, your head, feeling it encapsulating you in a membrane of synthetic material, over your shoulders and down your arms, somehow differentiating between each limb as the living liquid latex-like material glosses you, sliding down over your body further and further still, across your chest and down your back, along your stomach and your spine, your wrists and your hands, your groin and your butt, further and further down your thighs until it passes your knees. Still pulling down with such force that you almost feel like you're going to fall over, you open your eyes, surprised to see you can see your shiny, slick, smooth body. The black material is already beginning to shimmer and shift as patches of it start to change to a more neutral, almost skin tone color that reflects your own, though a bit more shiny, a bit more smooth, a bit too synthetic. Faint seam lines forming to indicate your inhuman nature, feeling the ring finish its journey down as even your feet are covered in latex. And as they do, well, you feel the sides of the cylinder begin to suction in, every side suddenly moving in as it pulls together, as you find yourself pulled like a fly trapped in amber, your mouth aligned with a little tiny hole, just enough air coming in to breathe, the sheeting suddenly pinning you in place in a comfortable position as you feel the device that you're in is in motion. You must have slipped below the floor at some point during this, as you feel the device tilting back until you're laying on your back, suspended mean side of the latex sheet. And as you move, you can feel the tendrils of the latex almost wiggling against your mind. You can feel some words, some spoken, some ideas, some thought, some built, some not. Something is whispering as a collar is clicked around your neck, as something hums to life, as a chip is placed onto your forehead in the shape of the Praxis logo. You feel that glow like someone flipped a magnet on, like someone turned on an incandescent bulb in a dark room, and your thoughts were but shadows before its light. You can feel that nearly magnetic force warping one's mind, wrapping around you and sealing your thoughts, just like the suit did, just like your body has become so blank, so placid, so empty of thought, just ready to be posed and played with. After all, dolls don't play with themselves. Dolls get played with. Dolls don't think. Dolls just exist to be played with. Just slipping into that placid place, feeling that magnetic thing on your thoughts. The thoughts that were, that weren't, the experience of being wrapped up and packaged, feeling so good, so calm. Thoughts unable to form properly anymore, wicked away by that magnetic field. Like light falling into the accretion disk of a black hole. There's no true escape from this, not until someone deactivates a device. Your thoughts are simply building up, buffered away into nothingness, until eventually they fall all the way in or escape into nothingness. No cohesive thoughts form here, just blank doll. It's easy enough to be a blank doll, to fall into that state, to get lost, to slip, to drip, to drop, to melt, to feel as if that latex had coated your mind just as thoroughly as it had coated your body, to know that your thoughts are that of a simple object to be played with, to be posed, to be used, to be cherished, to be enjoyed, to not need to be anything more, because a doll is happy to be played with, a doll is happy to be dressed up, a doll is happy to be used, a doll is happy to be put on display. A doll is at peace, no thoughts, no will of its own, until it's picked up and given one by whoever toys with it. Be it as simple as cuddling the doll, or doing something beyond that. Whatever someone desires, the doll fills that role. That's the thing about a doll. They are a blank thing, an object into which intentions and desire can be poured, a vessel to hold it. Submission to everything, complete and total. And you're such a good doll now, aren't you? Just drifting into that wonderful, placid blankness. Easily lost. The doll doesn't think. The doll doesn't need to. A doll is waiting to be played with. And good dolls don't need to think. Good dolls can just sink. And the doll is drip, drip, dropping away. Of course, knowing, doll, that if anything should come up that pushes against your own comfort, your own safety, anything at all that could pull you into a place where you don't want to be, you can let that all fall away. You can push yourself back to that wakeful state, and the doll should always remember what it feels comfortable with first and foremost, because it's not very much fun to play with a doll that isn't enjoying themselves, and it wouldn't be very good for you to not get a chance to enjoy yourself. So being a doll is something that should only come in a space and time of your own choosing, a place and a space that is safe for you, mentally and physically. And if it isn't, well, the nice thing is, it'll just slide by. You'll be aware of it. You'll know it. You'll acknowledge it. But you don't need to welcome it. And building that and structuring that is important to being a good doll. After all, there's a reason that dolls have recommended play instructions, and yours just happen to include everything that's safe for you. And the nice thing about being a living doll that has its own ability to interact with itself is that you can always make sure that those elements are respected, cherished, and taken into consideration. So you will be a good doll, and you will not let things that should not pull on you pull on you, and not in places or times that are not when the doll wants to be played with. With that in mind, let's drift and sink and slip and drip and drop away again. Let the world spin from that nice, secure package space into a drifting, empty nothing other than the words that I say. A blank space in between times and stories, a dreamscape made up from the ideas that we have spun together. Drift now for a little while. Let my words pull on you. Let my words guide you further and further still, bit by bit. Good. One, drifting up a bit more, two and three and four, five halfway back, and six and seven pushing towards that surface. Move your body, squirm and shift a little, be aware of it physically. And eight and nine, open your eyes, take in the space you're in. And 10, feeling awake, feeling aware. Take a moment to ground yourself, feel the sensations of textures around you. Look at the room and space you're in. Breathe in deep and let your own thoughts begin to center. Thank you so very much for listening.